And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 29th of January, 2014. It's the birthday of the writer and revolutionary Thomas Paine, born in Thetford, England, 1737, and the novelist and essayist Edward Abbey, Indiana, Pennsylvania, 1927. It's the birthday of the man who said, "Comedy is a serious business," and that was W.C. Fields, born Derby, Pennsylvania, 1880. A very skilled juggler who honed his art to get into the carnival and then into the movies. W.C. Fields, who said, "If I had to live life over, I'd live over a saloon." It's the birthday of Anton Chekhov, born in Ukraine, 1860. Planned to become a doctor, in fact started writing as a way to make money to support his family while he was in medical school. He wrote comic sketches for magazines, and then, in spite of the rigors of medical school and in spite of his very active social life, he managed to be quite prolific. He even wrote a novel, The Shooting Party. Finished medical school, worked as a doctor for 8 years, and though medicine was his chief occupation, he kept writing. In 1892, he bought an estate 40 miles outside of Moscow, moved to the country to write full-time. Over the next 6 years, he wrote short stories mainly, but also the play The Seagull. At the turn of the 20th century, he focused more on plays for the Moscow Art Theater of Stanislavski, though he and Stanislavski had very different views of his work. Chekhov saw his work as comedy, and Stanislavski as pathetic tragedy, especially The Cherry Orchard, Chekhov's last play. Even though Chekhov was seriously ill with tuberculosis, he went off to Moscow to try to tell them how to do it, how to perform the play. It had its premiere in 1904, January the 17th, and even though Chekhov was convinced that Stanislavski had completely misunderstood the play, it was a great commercial and artistic success. A few months later, Chekhov went to Germany to a spa on the advice of his doctor, suffered a series of heart attacks. The doctor offered him sips of champagne, which was supposed to be beneficial to people with heart conditions, and Chekhov remarked that he hadn't had champagne for ages. He then turned on his side, closed his eyes as if to take a nap, and he died. Here's a poem for today by David Shoemate, 100 years from now. I'm sorry I won't be around 100 years from now. I'd like to see how it all turns out, what language most of you are speaking, what country is swaggering across the globe. I'm curious to know if your medicines cure what ails us now, and how intelligent your children are as they parachute down through the womb. Have you invented new vegetables? Have you trained spiders to do your bidding? Have baseball and opera merged into one melodic sport? 100 years. My grandfather lived almost that long. The doctor who came to the farmhouse to deliver him arrived in a horse-drawn carriage. Do you still have horses? David Shoemate's poem, 100 Years From Now, from Kimonos in the Closet, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that has been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Engineered by Noah Smith and produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.